So on Wednesday night, if you didn't know, Wednesday night was one crazy night. We had a different party in every room for all ages and stages, and in particular, we had a game night for the men's club and the sisterhood. It was men's club versus the sisterhood, where the winner, which I don't know if the men's club president Carrie sitting here is a bit of a punishment or not, because the winner got that I would come and talk about how great the winning group was, and I'm sorry, but the sisterhood won. I'm not sorry, because the sisterhood is excellent, so I would like to share some things about the sisterhood. First, I promised to do some program plugs. They already had their amazing retreat at Camp Ramah, which every year seems to get better and better. On January 13th is a luncheon with Maggie Anton, who's going to be discussing Enchantress. February 6th to 7th, we rabbis get to go hang out on the beach. Okay, not really, but we get to be in the pews because Sisterhood takes over every aspect of every service for all of Shabbat. There's meals throughout, and you can RSVP and sign up for everything. And in March is the annual Torah Fund luncheon, which in general, I'm very happy that we have such a strong Torah Fund participation because Torah Fund supports the schools that make rabbis, and I went to one of them, so thank you. But I want to talk at a different level about sisterhood, both about what it does at a big scale and what it does here at Sinai Temple. On a big scale, this is a perfect week, in fact, this set of weeks to talk about the sisterhood. Because it takes the 12 brothers, it takes them years to reconcile. It takes them years, plots and schemes. People are in jail, people are starving. Everyone's lying to each other. And in the end, they don't really ever become family again. They take care of each other, but they never really trust each other again. The family is broken. And I'm going to tell you the number one reason why all of that happened. Men were in charge. All of the actors in this story, except for one, are men. A couple of women, at least, in the decision-making powers of the story, and maybe it wouldn't have taken all 60 years or whatever it is to get down to Egypt. We wouldn't have had all of this back and forth in life. Maybe then we could have had a little more compassion. The sisterhood, on a big scale, is important because for too long, we in our tradition, along with most of the rest of the world, felt that it was men who should be making decisions and women who should be at home managing the home. It's obviously an oversimplification, but more or less that was the idea. And sisterhood became a center throughout the Jewish world. Sisterhood or Women's League of Conservative Jews throughout the conservative Jewish world became a center for women to gain access, to organize, to add their voices, and to help make synagogues what they are today. Throughout the country, there are many synagogues that exist solely because their sisterhood exists. The sisterhood is the one that brings in money. The sisterhood is the one that's organized. The sisterhood is the one that brings in volunteers. Many, many synagogues throughout the country is the sisterhood that is the backbone of their synagogue. On a still grander scale, as the tides began to turn, as women began to get an equal seat at the table, began to have an equal part in the decision-making process, sisterhood became a place where many of them gained the skills necessary to be a part of a board meeting, gained the confidence to raise their voices, to have opinions. That is an amazing gift that sisterhood is not given just to women, but in fact to us men and to Judaism as a whole. Because finally, it's never perfect, but finally, we share the conversation. Everyone's voice is, well, maybe we don't listen to each other, but that has nothing to do with men and women. That's just, you know, we're thinking about whatever we're going to say next. But we at least have the opportunity. Everyone has the chance to be heard. Now, here at Sinai, the sisterhood is a wonderful, special place. The sisterhood makes things happen when we have Friday night jammies and jeans, which is the little ones, like my kids' age, 6, 0 to 6, they come together, Dale plays the guitar, Rabbi Guzik tells a story, we dance around, and afterwards, we have brown bag dinners for anyone who wants, and the sisterhood helps. The sisterhood catering team comes in specially to make cookies, so that every kid doesn't just have some generic Oreo, because that was what was in the budget. But every kid who comes to services has a cookie made in our kitchen by our members, by our sisterhood. That, in and of itself, that's a perfect example of the kind of thing our sisterhood does for the community. It means that very often, as you walk in the building, you smell the smells of food being prepared. There is no way to underestimate how that changes the feel when you feel like this is an alive place. That is amazing. And more than that, the sisterhood is a breeding ground for leaders in every aspect and facet of our synagogue, from a synagogue president, a synagogue board members, everything you can imagine. We are blessed to have you, sisters. And perhaps most importantly, you catered my son's bris, and it was very great. Thank you very much. I want to take 1 second and say that we absolutely have an amazing men's club. Our men's club does amazing and great work, but this one time, the sisterhood won this particular game. And I am proud to have been able to share a little bit how great it is. I hope you take a chance. They have a younger members group called Zahava. I hope you take a chance to think about what the sisterhood can do. There's a sisterhood review. There's classes day and night, every time of day. And if you have an idea, they'll help you make it come to be. They're excited to make things happen. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing that we have in our synagogue. Welcome to those in back. Come on in. Shabbat shalom. Chag sameach.